previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Saw this video go viral of this young South African guy, and you know, he's trying English. Hy stadig Afrikaans, maar hy probeer. En baie keer is Engels moeilik, selfs vir Engelse mense.
Nee guys, so a lot of my friends say when I speak English, you can hear the Afrikaans accent, but you know what? I'm going to prove you wrong. Today I will be speaking like a lekker extinguished English gentleman. Okay, so 10 of the hardest English words to pronounce.
Wat is daai woord gewees, Anna?
So dit was eintlik 'n anemone.
Dit is like a sea anemone.
Ja, yes, okay. Yes.
Oh wow. Ek dink is anonymity.
Yes.
Wat vir my verskriklik mooi. Môre en welkom. Hoe gaan dit?
Baie dankie, dit gaan goed, dankie.
Lekker, Ivan. Jy is van Germiston af.
Yes, Elspark.
Okay, wat is skool?
Ek is in Hoërskool Oosterlig.
Oosterlig, hey, Oosies!
Yes.
Dankie dat jy klas afgevat het vir oggend. Wat die ene was het ginslinge?
Nee, ek like nie wiskunde, jammer juffrou. Maar wiskunde is nie my ginsteling nie en ek is baie gelukkig. Ek mis die eerste twee periodes.
Wiskunde. So wat is die graad is jy nou?
Ek is graad 9 en 15 jaar oud.
9 en 15 jaar oud, duidelik Afrikaans. Maar weet jy, die ding is nie, ek dink is my verskriklik mooi en belangrijk. Dat mense probeer.
Ja.
Ja.
Mm-hmm. Dit is 'n selfvertroue ding.
Ja. Ja. Beslis.
Yeah. I think about myself here, you know, I haven't spoken Xhosa for so many years. I don't speak it ever anymore. I don't have the
You're not surrounded by it.
No, and I don't have the confidence. And then you don't even try it because you don't want to say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? But who cares, man?
Kyk, ek hou ook 'n bietjie vas in Afrikaans baie keer en dan vra ek sommer vir maat op die lig. Wat is hierdie woord in Afrikaans? Want ek weet nie, maar ek wil graag leer en beter praat. So, soos jy sê, it's confidence and it's just asking.
And English is harder.
English is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are odd ways of spelling things as well. Hoe gaan dit met jou Engels op die skool?
Sure. So, met my praatjie, ek moet hierdie kwartaal praatjie doen en ek hoop maar vir die beste op daai deel, maar met my dis okay, maar eerste kwartaal het ek bietjie rond geneuk, jammer papa. jammer mama, maar ook die luister. En ek het geslaag. Dis
hey, waar gaan jy praatjie dan nou wat jy moet doen? Is dit so 'n like a monologue, what do you call it?
I'm assuming 'n toespraak wat jy moet doen.
Dit gaan oor ons GC, ons loopbaan wat ons wou doen.
Okay.
And so what's the topic?
What So ek het maar net 'n rekenmeester gekies vir die maklikste opsie. Yes, want is baie maklik om inligting daaroor te kry. Maar wat ek eintlik wil doen is ek wil 'n voltydse fotograaf wees want ek het al klaar my fotografie besigheid en 'n weaving besigheid en waar ek solar security kameras insit wat met internet werk.
15. Ja, jou eie besighede.
Yes.
Kyk vir jou, Evan.
Baie dankie.
Hoekom is dit vir jou belangrik om Engels te praat?
Jo, ek het eintlik antwoord daarvoor nie, maar
dit is my hoekom nie? Dit kan besigheid ook beseker makliker maak.
Ja, dis lekker, dis 'n meer gewilde taal, so ek, ja, dis kan ek meer Engels praat.
So you're going to do a thing called accounting. I'm going to be becoming an accountant.
Oh nee, ek het net gedoen vir GC.
Because the words are easier. accounting and stuff like that. And as a bit musiek kom, wat musiek luister jy?
Meestal Bok van Blerk, Early B, Martin Bester.
Good job.
Well done.
Maar ja, dis so
Afrikaanse musiek.
Ja, Afrikaanse musiek hoofsaaklik.
Ek sê altyd musiek is vir my so belangrik want 'n mens leer so baie deur musiek.
Yeah.
En een van die dinge wat jy deur musiek kan leer is tale.
Ja.
Yeah.
Languages. If you think about it, I know how to count in Spanish.
No, I know where you're going with this.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. It's true.
You know how to count in Spanish thanks to music.
Yeah.
Thank you, The Offspring and Green Day and those bands. What else? There are so many other... Te quiero. Doesn't that mean... Sorry. Je kent zulke woorden.
Te quiero.
Te quiero. En als ik goed is, deel me ziek. So, ek gaan nou, ons gaan zo'n beetje een game speel. Alanis Morissette lyrics. Onder andere. Alanis Morissette. Hou je van Taylor Swift?
Ek luister nou en dan na paar van haar liedjes. Maar nie paar
van haar liedjes. Kan jy een van haar liedjes noem?
Is daar een beetje pressure op my?
Ja, nee, maar daar is een nieuwe song van haar wat ek, ons gaan net, we're going to explore the lyrics with Evan this morning, coming up in a second from now. English speaking people listening this morning, you know what, give him some encouragement. The guy's trying, he's really trying hard to nail the English. It takes a while sometimes, but it gets there.
Yeah.
It's the same with the rest of us. 084 850 0942. Our special guest on the show this morning is Evan Jonk, Germiston. And you know what? He got our attention on TikTok, was shared around because, you know, he's Afrikaans and English is particularly moeilijk. But he's got endurance, man.
Yeah, he does.
He's motivated to keep trying and we love that. We absolutely love that. Some English speaking people coming through saying, yeah, man.
Evan, goeiemôre. Dis Evan hierso. Ek wou net vir jou sê, sterk met die Engels. I know it can be difficult, but give it your best shot. We're all with you. We're all behind you. For those of us who have battled with both languages, my parents, one was Afrikaans, one was English. So ons by die huis het ons albei tale gepraat. So ek was net lucky geweest, maar ja, sterkte. Mag het goed gaan en ja, gebruik haar YouTube video's hoor.
Just pull yourself to hold yourself there, okay, don't worry, okay. Gaan groter dan my haren, okay.
Okay, so not necessarily English first language speakers coming through.
Nice.
Jou van sport ook, I was also told that the rest of the interview must be in English, because otherwise how would you learn? You like your sport? Oh, hang on, let me find you again. There you are, yeah.
Yes, I play rugby.
Okay, what position do you play?
What's vaste kop in Engels? Tight head.
There we go, look at you.
Nice. Tight head. I know you live in Germiston, does that mean you're a Lion? Which team do you support?
I'm not a Lion. I was, but then I went to the Blaubille.
Okay.
You're the cutest.
Like right. A beater.
That's okay. You came over. You've been to games at Loftus, obviously.
The semi-finals against the Sharks.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, very nice.
That's a very good one to be there. And you say that one day you're gonna. You like photography because you like Formula One.
Yes.
All right.
I shoot sport. I want to go into portraits, but mostly racing and sports.
Okay. I see that you show just on your phone. He takes great pictures, by the way, of racing. What is it called? Go-kart racing.
Go-karting. F300, 400, and 200.
That's a passion of yours, surely.
Yeah.
And tell me, I mean, school. So you said that, I mean, math is not your, like, it's not, you're not big on math.
Yeah, it's not my favorite, jammer, Jeffrey, but
yeah,
it is what it is.
And what other subjects do you like?
Sure. Not accounting.
Not accounting, good.
Okay. Yes, not math, not accounting.
It's jammer, pa, maar... Yeah, I'm exposing myself. I think... kwartaal term 2, nee?
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm, good.
Term 2, accounting test, yes. I don't know if I passed that one. I hope I did. But I passed business, so... That's okay.
The business is good. If you pass business, that's very bad.
I only worried about passing term 2, but this term, it's my academic comeback. Don't worry about it.
Look at you, an academic comeback. Yes. I love this.
Comeback kid. Okay, so I know you like music, but we thought ourselves, like, I love music for many things. You learn so much about music.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot about English, actually. You pick up words and stuff. You go, you sing a word with a singer, and you're like, what does that word mean?
Yeah.
And you Google it or whatever, and then it tells you. So I've chosen two songs for you this morning. The first song is a Taylor Swift song. It's called Fate of Ophelia. Mm-hmm. I'll play you the song and then you read the lyrics for us. And the reason I'm doing this is because there's a lot to be said for the way you say a word.
Mm-hmm.
The meaning of a word comes through in the pronunciation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Inflection and getting it all right. So let's see if you can pass this test. And if you pass this test, your English teacher can say what they want to say.
Yeah.
Then it's good enough because it's live on radio.
Yeah, this is basically your Tusprak that you're doing right now.
There we go.
Are you big on Shakespeare?
Sure.
Not at all.
Yeah, not really.
Not really. Okay. So you don't love a Shakespeare. You don't have a favorite Shakespeare poem.
I'm not actually a poet. I'm more of a Clash Royale and rugby.
Okay, no, I'm with you. All right, so this song is called Fate of Ophelia. Ophelia is a character from a famous Shakespeare, was it Hamlet? And this is how she sings this line.
Tears locked inside my memory, and only you possess the key. No longer drowning and deceived, all because you came for me.
All right, so would you just hand him the page there? So if you can just recite this for us, and let's just quickly hear. Let's see how close to Taylor Swift you can get it.
Tears locked inside my memory, and only you possess the key. No longer drowning and deceived, all because you came for me.
There we go.
Yes.
That's easy enough. Alanis Morissette. Have you heard of her? Alanis Morissette back in the day. So these days, the words aren't that big that they use in songs.
No.
But going back a couple of years, they were.
Yeah.
They were a little big. This is a song by Alanis Morissette. Good song, eh?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
It's relaxing.
How about not equating death with stopping?
So now, I must be honest with you, Evan. I've heard that song so many times in my life, and I've never really understood what she's singing there.
Me neither.
Yeah. Until you read it. So if you don't mind, read the lyrics for us so we can see.
Ooh,
so we can understand what we're actually listening to.
Okay.
Here. This is your final test.
How about no longer being masochistic?
Not bad.
Masochistic, very good. Yeah, yeah.
Not bad.
How about remembering your divinity?
Divinity. Nailing it.
How about unabashedly bawling your eyes out?
Beautiful.
But listen, because whoever uses that
unabashedly,
have you ever used that word before in your life? No.
Beautiful.
Savoring or die.
Yeah.
How about not equating death with stopping?
Yes.
Yes. Is that it?
Wow.
Dude, you did much better than I did.
Yeah,
we give you an A plus.
Listen, let no one ever tell you that you are doing badly. You are doing so incredibly well. You are doing better than most people I know.
Thank you.
Those words in a Alanis Morissette song.
Yes. All right, let me tell you something.
Dear, shout out for Oogend.
Yes, there are 7 ouens wat my gevra het. Bradwin, wie nog? Renier, Leila, Jaden, Kaiden, Sebastian, Mika. En Mika het op my groep gesê, Evan, jy moet vir hulle sê, ek het jou daai idee gegee vir 'n video. Daar vat hy Mika, maar sorry. Hy het nie, maar... Ja.
Dankie, Mika.
I love it so much. If you can do me a favor and just take this link for me. So you're just going to say, coming up is Brian Adams and Cloud Number 9.
Yeah.
And you're listening to Jack Aranda, your number one feel-good station. If you can just say that for me, and then you can sign off. It was so lekker to meet you. Good luck daarso, sterkte met die fotografie.
Baie dankie.
En met die res van school. Jy doen jou school soveel trots en jou ouers en goeders. Dankie vir jou eerlikheid. Thank you for just so incredibly well-mannered young man.
You're a lovely, lovely, lovely young man. Your parents will be very proud.
You keep nailing that English, my friend. Een dag gaan het wees, Evan, die fotograaf en poëet.
Da vat hy.
So do this link for me. Coming up is?
Coming up is?
Brian Adams. Have you never heard of Brian Adams?
Yeah.
Hold on. Have you heard of BTS?
Yeah,
kind of.
Biki.
Yeah. Teddy Swims, Camila Cabello.
Camila Cabello?
No, okay. No. Coming up later, Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so coming up later, Billie Eilish on Jacaranda FM, your number one feel-good station.
Coming up, Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
What's he looking on?
The Leaky's name is Birds of a Feather.
Birds of a Feather, Billie Eilish, and your favorite feel-good station with Martin Best.
That's good enough. He's a legend, my bro.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.